What are the features that you're bringing to
Well,
the
I
table?
Just look like I fuck. You know what I mean? Mm. I look like I fuck. And that's the vibe I like to put out there.
Yeah.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Not since Warren Beatty has a string of hot ass come in front of a man like this guy. This is amazing. Yeah, I almost want to, if I didn't think it was so incredibly unbelievable, I'd want to root for the guy. I'd be like, go, dude. But once you reach Emily Ratajkowski, I think you've pretty much topped the mountain. I don't know where else you go from there. Like, yeah. You can't get to know somebody over an app like you can over 12 to 15 Bud Lights and a really long night of cocaine abuse at a bar.
Dive
nothing,
bar.
Yeah, there's nothing that you can exchange that with. I'm just telling you. I mean, hell, when you got that tata sauce running down your lips.
You got that tata.
I like to put that tata right on my bing bang, you know what I'm saying? Or it arouses me. Sometimes I just take tata sauce and I wipe it all over my balls. She just put tartar sauce and fucking Cocoa Puff, Fruity Pebbles, whatever it is. That's way worse than cream. I feel so much better about myself. Nothing makes me feel better about myself than looking at other people worse off than me. I'm holding space for that. Yeah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe, wherever you are. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Hey, it's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. Order your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Which, I had a little hiccup there.
You did.
Had to restart.
That's okay. You do it so much.
I know.
You slip up every once in a while, and yeah. We'll allow it.
It's hard to remember a fucking paragraph opening page. And I was going to, like in season 4, I was ready to throw it all out.
Yeah.
Right? Just throw it all out and say, welcome to the commercial break and just get into it. But then I got some feedback from some of our listeners, and they're like, are you fucking crazy? Don't do that, man. That's like the best part of the show. And I'm like, if that's the best part of the show,
great.
We are failing our objectives of making you laugh on a basis. Hey, I wanted to just share something that I got in the text message chain.
Great.
I thought I would throw it out there. It's an Ask TCB. And in the spirit of kind of knocking these things out as they come along so we don't get all built up, I got a text message from Natalie, and let me share it with you, and then we can talk it through. It's an Ask TCB. She wants our advice, right?
All right.
Okay.
We'll try.
She says, Natalie says, I'm pansexual, and I think pansexual means, like, you're into anything. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, it's neutral.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're just heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants. I'm holding space for that.
Well, you know, let's put a pin in that and circle back around.
We'll circle back around later. I acknowledge your perspective. All these stupid Brianisms. I went through this period of like 4 years where I just, you couldn't talk to me. I was just an asshole. But I thought I was Eckhart Tolle.
You did.
I was like.
Or Wayne Dyer.
Let's hold space for that. Yeah, Wayne Dyer. That's right. Dr. Bradwell. I had this friend. She was going through a really tough time with her husband. Husband was cheating on her. And I was, of course, a fallback position.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
When that's why every husband in the world hates me. But I swear I'm not sleeping with your wife. I'm just consoling her while you're sleeping with other people. She has this horrible relationship going on with her husband, and then her mother-in-law moved in, and the mother-in-law can't stop criticizing everything that she does.
That's awful.
With the child.
I'm so glad I don't have that.
Me too. I don't have a horrible mother-in-law. I'm so glad that I get along with my
Very
in-laws.
Very thankful. It makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't know how I would. I don't know how I would
build up
it.
Resentment.
Yeah. Both my marriages, I've had rather relatively good experiences with the family members of my wives, both of them. So she's like, you know, this whole situation is getting really stressed out. And so during that period of time when I was sitting on a mountaintop, you know, meditating 24 hours a day in my
fog
mind.
Circling
I know,
you.
With my flowing
the
like,
rainforest.
Buddhist robe. Yeah.
Bing. You got the bowl.
My ex-wife used to call me the militant hippie. I got a singing bowl. So I said to her, hey, listen, you want to put a stop to all these arguments real quick? Anytime she starts bitching at you, you say, I acknowledge your perspective and I'm holding space for that. Just walk out of the room.
Or you can just bring up the, you know, the 1950s PSA that says, what do you stuff your feelings down?
Don't share
Excuse
your feelings.
Me,
this
mother-in-law.
Is no time for feelings.
Yeah, it's rude.
It's no time for feelings, son. We're here at the dinner table. Stuff those down in for 20 to 30 years. We'll talk about it in therapy. The whole generation all fucked up because of those fucking films. She says, okay, so if she's pansexual and one of her
we're back to Natalie. Yes.
One of her besties is in love with her. She says he's amazingly attractive and a great person, but she's just scared. So what should she do, TCB? So a little color commentary here. She's known him for about 6 years. They do everything together. And he told me that he caught feelings for me about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't done anything with him since because I'm scared. Oh. Well, I forgot to okay. So she also says I look like Ryan Reynolds.
yes, you can't forget that.
I don't think I look anything like Ryan Reynolds, but thank you for that. I'll take that compliment.
I can see the resemblance.
Can you? Mm-hmm. A little bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Only I don't have Blake Lively. I mean, I have a beautiful wife, but I'm not married to Blake Lively.
Of Blake Lively.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
The Venezuelan equivalent.
That's right. I've got my Venezuelan Lively. I don't have a soccer team. I don't own a phone company. I'm not in the liquor distribution.
Brand.
Yeah. I mean, these kids. Why is Ryan Reynolds so fucking cool?
I don't know. He was firing
the guy who was in all those
cylinders.
I know.
Though.
He was the guy with all those horrible movies that everyone was like, he's cute, but he's dumb.
Yeah. He kind of went from one thing to the next, and now he's the most stylish, best, like, fun guy who's in everything now and has this wonderful relationship. It's nice.
He's like the Harrison Ford of our generation, if there already wasn't a Harrison Ford of our generation. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, Natalie, let's get back to, I know we always, we can't keep our minds on one thing for more than 10 seconds, but I say this, if you think you can live without the friendship, then go for it, because maybe it turns out to be this incredible love story and the two of you really get along swimmingly. But in my experience, and this is why we give horrible advice on this show, is because this comes from the minds of Brian and Chrissy. But in my experience, it's going to be really tough to not have a different perspective once you sleep with somebody.
It does change things.
Does for sure
it
change
does.
Things.
And on the one hand, I say you want to be best friends with your partner.
Nah. I think it's overrated.
You say enemies?
Well, Astrid hates me. We seem to be doing just fine.
Okay,
so.
Well, each of their own. But I
think it's mainly the commercial break she hates, actually. She started it. It's her fault. I keep reminding her of that. Every time she gets angry with me, I'm like, you started this. She's like, I wish I never did.
She'll change her tune when Spotify calls.
Yeah, yeah. When Spotify calls.
You know, like when we're in the retirement home. Finally.
I got a call from Spotify. They're buying your business for $14 million. Oh, that's great, honey. How much do we get? How much do we get? How much do I get?
I started it.
Yeah. You have to make 600 episodes a week. 24-hour broadcasting channel on Spotify.
We're playing Pinochle and putting out this.
Welcome to the Pinochle Podcast, sponsored by the commercial break.
What I was saying was, I think it's great to be best friends. I think that's essential. At least it is for me. But I know that my best friendship grew with the love simultaneously with Jeff. I think it's really hard to go from being best friends for 6 years to then switching. And then if it doesn't work, to go back to being friends.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
I had one of these situations and it was, and here's the other thing too, that I think needs to be considered. If you've been friends for so long, it's likely that your friend has had feelings for a long time and is just saying something now. And when there is an imbalance in the universe, when the force is out of equanimity, like when one person likes the other person a lot more or for a much longer time, sometimes that can spell trouble, because it's really hard to be in a relationship where one person loves the other one so much more. It's really difficult to do that. I agree with Chrissy. You got to be best friends. Esther and I are best buds.
Yes.
But
again, yours, it grew with the love.
That's right.
Because you guys didn't really know each other.
Like right off the bat, we were in love with each other.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, now it does work in the movies. That's a great rom-com.
It does, that's a great rom-com situation.
If you go for it, Natalie, and it works out, please call us. We know people.
We know people for sure.
We can get a movie made.
But she says she hasn't talked to him in 2 weeks. So this makes me, she must be really nervous about this whole situation.
And torn. She's torn.
I'm so curious as to how he's reacting to her distance.
Right.
So Natalie, write us back in. I'm interested to see how this all plays out. We want to follow up with this. One of the things I'd like to do in season 4 of TCB, which is coming right around the corner in January, I would like to follow up on the Ask TCBs on some of our more popular ones. Like, I want to know what happens with the Martins. So I texted the guy last okay, night. I'm like, I want to know what happened with the Martins. Are they still throwing a party? But we want to know what the follow-up is. So Chrissy and I's advice is do it or don't do it.
Just let us know what you
and
choose.
On to the next topic. Just let us know how it works out. But thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it. This reminds me, when you say the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, this reminds me of something I've really wanted to talk about, and I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Okay. What in the good fucking holy universe is happening with Pete fucking Davidson?
I knew you were
going to
say this. I just saw the article last night how he's dating Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, and I knew it. When I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. Brian's going to fly off the handle. I mean, he just keeps going from like here and then up a step and then up a step.
He is falling upwards. This guy is falling upwards. I was talking to somebody in the podcasting industry about how if you get a job at a certain place with a lot of prestige, you don't have to do well. You just fall upwards for the rest of your life.
That's
right?
What happened.
It's like when you go to Harvard. Yeah.
At Clear Channel.
Oh my God, Clear Channel was the falling upwards place. It's like if you were the worst person in the building.
They would just promote you.
Yeah, you're going to be market president by the end of the week. That's how it worked. How do you think I got hired? So this guy is on an epic run. Who else has done, what's that guy's name? The guy, like the notable coxman who played Dick Tracy. What was his name?
Oh, Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty.
Right. I think that's about the same comparison.
Yes. Not since Warren Beatty has a string of hot ass come in front of a man like this guy. This is amazing. Yeah. I almost want to, if I didn't think it was so incredibly unbelievable, I'd want to root for the guy. I'd be like, go, dude. But once you reach Emily Ratajkowski, I think you've pretty much topped the mountain. I don't know where else you go from there. Where else do you go?
Well, looks wise.
It'll be like, fuck Aunt Angela Merkel. I mean, it's like, that's the last.
Well, you know, and I think there must be something to where these beautiful women then see that he's dating other beautiful women. So then as soon as he's single, maybe they want to see what's up.
You remember that guy Mystery who was telling us that when you put beautiful women around you, more beautiful women surround you?
Yeah.
I think Mystery might be fucking right.
Yeah.
As much as we hate the guy, I think he might be right. I think they look at his resume, his bona fides. They look at his bona fides and they go, well, he's good enough for Kim Kardashian. He's good enough for me.
Right.
Emily Ratajkowski is one of the most beautiful human beings to be walking this earth. I don't think anybody would objectively say anything different. It's unbelievable that Pete fucking Davidson. Has anybody seen Pete Davidson? Has anyone looked at a picture of Pete Davidson? It's unbelievable. I can't believe it, Chrissy. And There's something in the universe. There's something with Pete.
Something about Pete.
He's got like an 8.25 inch penis with like a 4-inch circumference.
I'll just say that.
Yes.
And then he's also funny, intelligent.
He can hold these women up.
He's been on Saturday Night Live. He's, you know, done movies. There's something there. It's attractive.
He wasn't all that great on Saturday Night Live.
It doesn't last, though,
no.
is the thing.
Yeah.
He was actually engaged to Ariana Grande.
Ariana fucking Grande.
No.
Kim K. Emily Ratajkowski. He's the kind of guy who can hold women up against the wall while he's having sex with them.
That's all I got to say.
I'm thoroughly convinced that if you can hold a woman up while you're having sex with her against the wall, she's going to marry you. She's going to marry you. You know how they say, don't marry the up-the-butt girl? Don't marry the guy who can't hold you up against the wall. I can barely hold myself up against the wall. Good for you, Pete.
Yes,
keep going, buddy.
Cheers to Pete and to Ryan Reynolds, for that matter.
Yeah, and to Emily Ratajkowski. If you're happy together, whatever. I don't want to sound totally chauvinistic, but I'm just like, I am having a hard time believing my eyes. And when I read that,
I was freaking out.
I was freaking out. I'm like, there's no way. Like, can the dude just like take a couple steps down? Like, can't he be dating Roseanne Barr or somebody? And then we can all feel better about ourselves. Oh, my God, Pete. Well, you know what? Keep going. I don't know how you top that, but I'm interested to see what comes next, because it's not going to last long with him and Emily, because it never does with Pete. And, you know, I mean, you never know. But if I see Emily Ratajkowski as one of those people you fall madly in love with for like 30 days, right? And then you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, well, that does happen.
Yeah, I just see her as
totally
one of those.
Infatuated.
Yeah, like infatuation. You get infatuated with Emily R, and then you're like, yeah, maybe not for life. It was good while it lasted, but maybe not for life. But I'm just totally presupposing, and that's what we do here on the commercial break.
We totally just speculate on anything.
You know what? So I wanted to say something about the dating apps while we're on this. Pete is not meeting these women on the dating apps. He doesn't have to, right?
No,
you're one of the world's most famous human beings, I guess you don't have to.
It's a high echelon network.
That's right.
Of people. Here.
There must be a dating app for like only famous people, right?
Yes.
There must be a dating app where only like 40 people in the universe exist and they just keep switching each other out, because some of those people, they date for fame. They don't want to date down. They want to date equal or up.
Yeah.
And that's a whole press strategy. I mean, that's a whole PR strategy. It's partially how you get famous. But I wanted to say that we've been getting a lot of like Ask TCBs lately, and they're almost all of them are around relationships.
Right.
And a lot of the people who are texting in are actually younger. Like I always think about our TCB audience, and I think of like a 56-year-old man sitting there listening to TCB, eating a frozen dinner. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a lot of young people that listen to us, and they're all writing in about their relationships.
Nice.
And I started thinking to myself,
well, what else would they be writing in about? What paint color to get?
I don't know. So. You know, it's
just, relationships are the main thing that you want, you know, advice or tarot card readings about.
Yeah, that's true.
Fortune tellers.
I thought like, you know, stress around, you know, a parental situation or my siblings are fighting. But no, everyone wants to focus on dicks. So just like we do here.
Or
on
not.
So what I started thinking about was how dating apps have really ruined an entire generation of kids from the pleasures of finding out how to tiptoe into a relationship, how to meet someone on the street, in a bar, at a social function, how to get together and take most of the technology out of the way. These apps, I think actually people are turning on them a little bit, because they're looking for something more meaningful than let me swipe right in whatever city I happen to be in right now, and I'm just going to fuck somebody and then I'm going to leave them, ghost them and never do it again. It's causing, I think, a lot of pain and stress and drama from the interactions we're getting, and I sense that people are turning on this a little bit, and I'm all for it.
That's true. I mean, because I can imagine, too, with all the dating apps, you know, you fill out your profile, people already know going in, and they could all be lies, but whatever, you still
They're
know.
All lies.
They probably most of them are.
Yeah.
But I do remember dating before you found all of this out via actually talking to someone over dinner.
That's right.
You know, going to a museum, whatever you're
Listen,
doing
there's nothing quite
person.
Like the experience of finding out someone's a convicted felon 3 months after you start dating them.
Exactly.
That's real life drama, and you can learn how to navigate those situations. I remember taking my horse and buggy down the street, and mom and dad would introduce me to another, you know, a nice young lady around my age. They would exchange
parasol.
A couple chickens, and then I would and then I would take her out to the Little House in the Prairie style.
Yes.
I think the world needs more of this, and I'm going to call that the dating apps are going to become less popular over the next couple of years. And the reason being, I believe that people, from my interactions on this phone, people are getting stressed out around these dating apps, and they're not finding much satisfaction or deep interactions like we used to. Like, you can't get to know somebody over an app like you can over 12 to 15 Bud Lights and a really long night of cocaine abuse at a bar.
dive
nothing,
bar.
Yeah, there's nothing that you can exchange that with. I'm just telling you. Or, you know, when your friend brings a hot girl that he's into to the social function, and then you steal her away from him and sleep with her under the, on the sly. There, you can't replicate that on an app. You just can't, girls and guys. I'm telling you right now. So I'm going to call it death of the dating apps over the next couple of years.
I don't think they're ever going to really die. They are a great way for, I know plenty of people that have gotten married from meeting people on dating apps.
I think that, yeah.
It does take some of the...
Do you really know a lot of people who get married on dating apps?
Yeah, I have met quite a few people.
Really?
That have gotten married from a dating
they
app.
They met on Tinder and then they got married?
I don't know if it was Tinder per se, but it was, you know, eHarmony or Match or something like that. I don't know. But yes, I've known people that have gotten married
Very interesting. I don't think I know anybody who's gotten married from a dating app. Yeah. I know a lot of people have been ghosted because of a dating app. I know. Well, here we go. Now, there's not all bad news because Marlon has his rent paid now because of a dating app, you know? And so I guess.
Let us know, TCB.
They're going to let me know. I'm hearing that those dating apps are stressing people out.
Well, they are. I can see how it would be stressful.
You know what stresses me out, Chrissy?
What's that, Brian?
When I don't have my favorite condiment to eat. I'm a condiment guy. You're not a condiment girl. You don't like ketchup.
I don't like ketchup, but I love sriracha.
Like ketchup. That's
and
so weird.
I like mustard. I'm just not a ketchup person. That's it. Don't ketchup shame me.
Who else doesn't like ketchup?
Too sweet.
It's too sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the perfect tart and sweetness. Okay, you don't like ketchup. We already went through it. Condiments are my thing. I will drown whatever I'm deciding to eat. I will drown in sauce because that's just the way I like my food. I think condiments are an essential part of the meal. And so there's a few favorites that I have. I love hot sauce. I love...
What's your favorite hot
sauce? Steak sauce. My favorite hot sauce right now, I have to say, is something called Pica Peppa. And Pica Peppa is like a combination. It's a very mild hot sauce combination. It's like a steak sauce, like a spicy steak sauce. And I like it because I'm eating a lot of meat right now. I like it because I can put it on anything that I'm eating.
Okay.
I love the good old Tabasco. I'm a fan of that.
I'm a Frank's girl.
You're a Frank's girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's Frank's?
Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nah, that's not for me. You don't like Texas Pete better?
I do. I like Texas Pete too. It depends on the food, which goes better. But I like some Frank's on my eggs.
Yeah. But you know, there are people who take this a little bit too far. And I'm going to name my mother as one of them. Let me tell you a little story, a little Brian story. We were moving my mom out of a house so that we could put her into a senior center so that she had more help and socialization and all this other stuff as she was rounding the corner, getting a little bit older. So we're taking her out of her own apartment. When my brother and I decided to start cleaning out the apartment, we started finding bottles of ranch dressing around the house, unopened bottles of ranch dressing.
She loves ranch.
By the time we cleaned out the house, there were 36, that's not a joke, 36 bottles of ranch dressing, including ones in the freezer. She had ranch in the freezer. What are you doing, Mom? Why do you have so
did
much
you ask
ranch?
Her?
Of course we did. I didn't know I had that much ranch dressing. I was looking for ranch last night. What were you going to eat it with?
My hot dog.
Your hot dog? You're going to put ranch on your hot dog? I like ranch on almost everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
Some
Mom.
People are ranch people. I
Some
like
people
a good
are ranch.
Ranch
people. Do you like a good ranch?
I like a good homemade ranch.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah,
can't
yeah.
go Hidden Valley or
no,
whatever.
No, you got to go like the buttermilk ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing with ranch. I like ranch dressing, but I don't need 36 bottles of Hidden Valley. Mom was literally Hidden Valley. She was hiding them all over her house. For what reason? I don't know. Are you worried about someone coming in and taking your
she
ranch
She just needed
dressing?
To have some on hand at all times.
Sometimes you just feel better about yourself when there's a bottle of ranch.
More secure.
Yeah, you feel more secure when you have lots of Hidden Valley ranches around the house. In case someone comes in the house, you can be like, don't hurt me, ranch dressing.
Maybe you throw the bottle at
you
their head.
You want to make a salad?
Squirt him in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But even that type of extreme does not compare to what I found on the internet recently. So, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Hey everyone, it's time for the commercial break inside the commercial break. Did you know you can dial 1-855-TCB-8383? That's 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world, toll free. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail. It's not spam. We will respond and we want to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. You want to ask TCB for our advice? It'll be horrible, but it certainly will be funny. Do it at 855-TCB-8383 or tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and shoot off an email directly to our happy bag. You too can hear all of the audio and watch all of the video from tcbpodcast.com and now youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Our full episodes are on YouTube a few days after they air on the podcast feed, and they're filled with visual delights you cannot get here on the audio version. Why? Because you can't see with your ears. A doctor told me that once. And please, if you have 2 minutes free, do us a favor and write us a review, subscribe to our podcast, or rate the show on your favorite podcast player. It helps us get found by new folks who might be as strange as you. Let's hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey everybody, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lululemon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you identify yourself with, listen up, because Lululemon is not just for yoga pants. The holiday season is here, Halloween is officially over, and we need to start thinking about the gifts we're going to give each other and ourselves. And at Lululemon.com, they have everybody covered. I just got some licensed to train jogger pants. And they are the most comfortable, the most cozy, the softest pants I have ever put on. That's no joke. There's a reason why millions of people across this country and the world have fallen in love with Lululemon. And at Lululemon.com, whether you're male or female or identifying some other way, you are going to find your style. And if you think it's all jogging pants and yoga gear, you are completely wrong, just like I was. I look on the website, they have polo shirts, they have slacks, they have shoes, they have socks, they have swimwear, almost anything you need for your entire wardrobe. Lululemon.com has it. Go to Lululemon.com. Set the joy in motion this holiday season. Get cozy, get comfortable, get Lululemon at Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for being a sponsor of the commercial break. Go on, guys, get yourself a pair of Lululemon pants. You're gonna love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
And it's been a while since we've done one of these, but I found that, you know, My Strange Addiction show,
oh.
I found somebody.
I was wondering when we were going to come back to this.
I love these things, but yeah. We did a couple of them in a row, way back in season one, and then I just think we just let it go for a while. I was waiting for a good one to come up that, like, you know, some of them are okay, and then some of them are really good. This one is mind-boggling. This lady eats 70,000 calories worth of tartar sauce every week.
Tartar sauce. Wow.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I like it maybe with fish, but that's it.
You like it with fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You ready? Let's do this. Let's take a listen. Oh my God, that looks disgusting, Chrissy.
Oh Lord.
I just don't like tartar sauce. Something about tartar sauce turns me off. And I know it's just mayonnaise with some relish in it. Like it's really not anything you, like I like mayonnaise and I like relish. But somehow when you put them together, it kind of gives me like a weird feeling. I already feel like I have diarrhea before I eat it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
I just don't even think to put it on anything except fish.
No, why would you? It's gross.
Like fish and chips.
Yeah.
That's about the only way I ever eat tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Steve drowns everything. Oh. 36-year-old Misty drowns everything she eats in tartar sauce. Every meal, every day.
That's good. Nothing is off limits. I will eat it with anything and everything.
There was a cup.
Oh my God, she's eating a cupcake with tartar sauce on it. Oh my God.
Ho-hos or whatever.
Oh my God. Nothing like, you know, making your meal a little more healthy with tartar sauce on your ho-hos or your ding-dongs. Nothing screams picture of hell like ding-dongs with tartar sauce on it.
Big rig driving Misty goes through a bottle of tartar sauce daily.
It arouses me.
It arouses.
Did she just say it arouses
me.
You? Yeah. Isn't there like a sexual fetish around food? It's like epidemia or something.
Probably.
Like that. I don't know what it is.
I'm
yeah,
sure there is.
I'm sure there is. I've never heard tartar sauce be a part of that. Like, what are the sexiest fruits? There's like strawberries, chocolate.
Peaches,
you know, stick your dick in an apple pie if you're into that whole movie, that whole scene, whatever. Tartar sauce never made the list,
no.
But you know, we'll each their own.
It's sheer ecstasy.
In just tartar sauce alone, Misty consumes a mind-boggling 14,000.
She just put that on with jelly on her toast.
Oh,
she mixed the tartar sauce with jelly.
God. Guys, what you can't see is that this lady is taking tartar sauce and she's putting it on strawberries, ding-dongs, ho-hos, cakes, waffles, bread.
Toast,
she is literally eating everything. And I was wrong. It wasn't 40,000 calories. It's 14,000 calories. But still, that's an extra 3.5 pounds of weight you're putting on your body every week in fucking tartar sauce.
Wow.
And you're driving a truck. So you know you ain't getting out and, you know, running a mile around the block.
Calories a week.
Pops on your tongue and the excitement, I love it. It just gives food a whole new life.
You know what else pops on your tongue? Pop rocks. I'd say just go for that, kid.
Annually, she consumes an astounding 40 gallons of tartar sauce.
Eating tartar sauce is almost like having an orgasm.
40 gallons of tartar sauce. We got to talk to Big Will the Champ about this. Like, is there an eating contest where this lady could win by just eating tartar? There's got to be.
Yes.
Because if you start looking into competitive eating, they eat anything for competition, and then they fucking bet on it. They put it on, like, the sports line and stuff like that. You remember this last, I don't even remember this, but July 4th, we had Will was giving us a report about the hot dog eating contest and how there was, like, some fuck up and the guy won, but then he lost and all this other stuff. They actually, a lot of these sports betting places had to give money back because of the fuck up on this. So people actually bet on competitive fucking eating.
People, not only will competitive eating eat anything, but people will bet on anything.
People will bet on anything. I heard a rumor that Disney's going to get into sports betting. Disney. I think you're taking it a little too far there, Bob Paycheck.
Well, they own ESPN.
Yeah, that's why they want to do it.
Yes. 5 years ago, I was loving life and living life to the fullest.
But that all came to a crashing halt with
when she met Hidden Valley Tartar Sauce.
She spiraled down the tartar sauce hole.
When she got a packet of fish filet sauce through the drive-thru for her Big Mac.
The night out on the town.
My friends and I went out to eat. We put our leftovers all in the same container. Tartar sauce got all over my breakfast and I fell in love with it.
Since that time.
What a happy accident.
Oh, my God. I won't even eat leftovers. And this is part of the reason why. Because you never quite know what condition your food's going to be in the next day. I know that's like a first world problem. It's like, don't eat your leftovers. But I can't stand leftovers. Ask Astrid. There's a few things that I'll eat leftover. But it's definitely not any kind of sauce. Like if you put sauce on anything, I'm not eating it leftover.
It's going to be soggy.
It's going to be soggy and nasty. Can you imagine? This lady goes out to dinner or lunch or whatever she's going. She said she went out to
dinner.
And it was all over her breakfast food. How did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't think her story adds up. I think we're finding inconsistencies in your story.
She hasn't eaten a single food without tartar sauce.
I thought she was going to say, like, my mom died or my dad died.
I thought something like that, too.
Funeral. I got
tartar sauce. Just, and then
ate tartar sauce for comfort, and I never stopped.
Misty's a single mom. Her kids, 16-year-old Gianni, and 13.
Well, I will say this. If you're a single mom, it'd probably drive you to do some really crazy shit. Because maybe. I got two people in this household trying to take care of these kids, and it's impossible.
That's why you just start eating tartar cereal sauce and pretty cream. Soon.
I know. It's true. I'm throwing stones in a glass house.
10-year-old Janisha know that her tartar sauce addiction is destroying her life.
Bam!
Stop, please.
Oh, my God.
She just put it on that cupcake like it was icing. The poor kids.
She took two ding-dongs. She put a bunch of the ding-dong of the cupcakes, like the ones you get in at a grocery
Debbie.
Store. Little, yeah, or Hostess.
Yeah.
The kind that can survive nuclear war. You know what I'm saying? Like the same box that's been there since 1976 is still safe to sell at Publix today. And she took two of them, put tartar sauce on both of them, smushed them together, and now she's eating them.
That's disgusting.
But can't get her to stop.
We really want our mom to change up her whole diet, but it's like she doesn't really want to change.
Can't stop herself. It tastes that good.
No. I mean, hell, when you got that tata sauce running down your lips.
You got that tata tata.
I like to put that tata right on my bing bang. You know what I'm saying? It arouses me. Sometimes I just take tata sauce and I wipe it all over my balls.
Hey, girl. It's me, Carl. I'm just here at the Publix picking up a couple of bottles of tartar sauce. It made me think of you. I'm going to go home and I'm going to take some pictures of me rubbing tartar sauce all over my taint. And I'm going to send it to you. What I want you to do is I want you to take your boobs and stick them in some blue cheese dressing. You know, that Paul Newman shit that he gives back to the community. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord's tartar sauce. And then what we're going to do is when I get there, I'm going to come with a big fat stack of cash. I'm going to drop it at your front door. I'm going to stick my dick in between your blue cheese tits. It's going to be hot, girl.
Oh, my God.
It's going to smell like a wet foot at Woodstock.
a wet foot at Woodstock.
It's going to smell like the boogie. You know what I'm saying? Just a reminder, you never have sex after the day one of the festival because you never know what's going to go on. I'm putting tartar sauce on my taint, and I still wouldn't have sex with some of those people after day one. You know what I'm saying, girl? This is one of the downfalls of festivals. When I go in the shower, I feel like I'm washing the tartar sauce. I don't know where that water came from. You know what I'm saying, girl? All right, well, I got to go. I'll be taking some pictures. I'll show up. Look out for my tartar sauce boner later. For my TSB, you know what I'm saying? My tartar sauce boner.
It's always nice when Carl stops
by. I love Carl.
Give us some advice.
Since I've been on the tartar sauce binge, I put on at least 60 to 70 pounds.
Jesus.
Yeah. That'll do
it. That's a lot of weight. 5 years, 60 to 70 pounds. You know, they say the average American over the age of like 35, they put on, I think it was like 3.5 to 5 pounds every single year of the life, the Americans. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine?
I'm not too proud of that. Now, I'm really out of shape. I'm out of breath. Might get up and go, got up and went.
I mean, I guess tartar sauce for her lifestyle with the being on the road like that, I guess it's quick and easy.
Yeah, I mean, but there's absolutely zero nutritional value to tartar sauce. The relish is just cucumbers. There's nothing in there. Mayonnaise, I guess there's a little bit of protein in the egg yolk, but I mean, what in the world? Yeah, this lady needs intervention, and she needs one bad. Yeah.
Social life, sex life, everything is... I haven't been on...
Yeah, it's hard to have sex when you're shitting out tartar sauce
unless
24 hours
Carl.
A day. Unless you're Carl. But Carl's got the pulpit, so he's got
that
victory V going on. Yeah, that's right.
A date for five.
He's like the Pete Davidson of ministers. He can have sex with anybody.
Years.
Except his wife.
Yeah.
Tartar sauce has taken over my life. There you go.
I'm like really scared for her because if my mom.
Oh! She just took a packet of tartar sauce and stuck her tongue in it.
I know, but I'm more concerned about the strawberry bowl.
That's Jell-O, actually.
Does it change her ways? She could get really sick or even worse.
Cocoa
she could
Puffs.
Die.
Oh, my God. She just put tartar sauce and fucking Cocoa Puff. Fruity Pebbles, whatever it is. That's way worse than cream. I feel so much better about myself. Nothing makes me feel better about myself than looking at other people worse off than me. I'm holding space for that.
Yeah.
Delicious. Woo. Love it.
I know the tartar sauce isn't healthy, but I don't care. And this is my life. I'm indestructible, baby.
Well,
I don't know.
The category of famous last words.
Yeah, exactly.
With nowhere else to turn, Misty Sungiani has asked Freaky Eater experts, Dr. Mike Dow and JJ.
What the fuck is a Freaky Eater expert?
What are you're at a party, you ask somebody what they do. I'm a Freaky Eater expert.
Oh my God, this is like the girl who talks to stars, the star talker, whatever she is. What is the light talker? Yeah. It's like the light talker. She has zero qualifications.
Virgin, to give Misty a week of intense therapy for her tartar sauce addiction.
Misty, sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you coming out of your big rig there. We're freaky eating experts. I've been studying freaky eating for 2 months now.
They just like popped up on there's a whole camera. I don't think I don't think she was scared.
No, this is all set up by the producers. I mean, couldn't they meet at a house or a hotel or a studio or something? They got to meet her in the gas station where her big rig is parked.
It's like a way station.
I know. It's like they just the FBI is raiding your. Ma'am, pull over. Freaky eating expert. Freaky eater expert. It's hard to say fast. You're under arrest.
For freaky eating.
We're the FEI. FBI? I said FEI, ma'am. Freaky eater investigators.
FBI. FBI.
Did you say FBI? No, I said FEI.
Just get out of your big rig, ma'am. Ignore those cameras all around for the last 2 hours. I'm here to help you. I want to know where you got that tartar sauce from. If you talk to me now, it's going to be a lot better for you, ma'am.
I got it from Publix.
Got off work, and I was ambushed by two people, and I was floored.
Dr. Mike Dow, nice to meet you. I'm a psychotherapist specializing in disordered eating and addictive behaviors.
Oh, I need to talk to this guy about my cream and cereal.
JJ Virgin. I'm a certified nutrition specialist and a certified health and fitness specialist.
What a tough life it must be to go through puberty having the name JJ Virgin.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big time.
No wonder she became a therapist.
Yeah.
To therapize herself.
She's a nutrition.
That's right.
By your son Gianni?
No.
Yes, we were. He says that you have tartar sauce everywhere you go. Can we see your purse?
Give us your purse.
Tartar sauce in your purse, Missy? Really?
I don't know how they got there.
It's not mine.
Yeah. I didn't do it. That guy did it.
I've never seen that before.
That's not a guy, ma'am. That's a stray dog. I've never seen tartar sauce in my life.
Oh, wow. Here it is. She's powerless over the substance, and she's addicted.
I need to see this in action. We needed to see it for ourselves.
So open
I need
mouth.
You to guzzle a bunch of tartar sauce right here. Nothing cures addiction like just getting more high. Welcome to this intervention, Brian. Your friends and family have brought you here. They're concerned about your crack addiction. I need to see this in action, so I bought an 8-ball. Can we all watch you go crazy for 3 hours? I don't even have my pipe. Oh, I got plenty of clean pipes here for you, bud. Just need to see you in action. You mind if I get a little hit? Can I take a taste of that?
We went to her house.
So we got a spaghetti.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Jello and a big thing of tartar sauce. Ooh. I was thinking.
These two are watching her like it's a spectator sport. Yeah. Look at them. They're leaning into it. Mm-hmm. That's fucking disgusting, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, she's not really going to put tartar sauce in that Jello.
Honestly, ooh. We have to see it with our own eyes.
As I was eating in front of Dr.
Eat it. Eat it. We don't give a shit if you get clean. We get paid either way. TLC cash. TLC cash. We'll forget all about you as soon as we stop filming.
Dow and JJ, I really felt embarrassed.
You've sort of crossed that line between using tartar sauce to feel pleasure like a treat to needing it to feel normal. When you need something to feel normal, that's addiction.
I really wasn't ready to admit I had an addiction.
Wait, hold on. You weren't ready to admit you had an addiction to tartar sauce when you've been eating a bottle at least of it every day for 5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even that stupid. Like, I'm pretty stupid, but even I'm not that stupid. And here's the thing about Missy. She's like looks like a lovely lady. She's not like a 600, you know, like my 600 pound life person. She's like a lovely lady. Her kids go to school. Like, her kids seem, you know, really very well adjusted. Yeah. And she's a single mother, and that's like the toughest job in the world. And
this
she's
is her
eating,
outlet.
This is her outlet to eat tartar sauce. Someone stop this woman from buying tartar sauce, please.
It's delicious.
When you need tartar sauce for every meal of every day, you are dependent on that substance. Being a single mom, there's no husband to help you shoulder the stress of raising kids.
Right.
You feel like there's part of you that's missing.
Right.
And you fill that hole with that tartar sauce.
Right. I don't like the way that I'm living.
You feel hopeless because you know that there's something that you're doing.
And yeah, because you are. We can't help you either. It's all over. All right, all right. I hate when they get into the therapy part of this because then I'm like, I'm bored now. I don't want to see him get better. I just want to see what's fucking him up. Oh my gosh. So much fun.
Best of luck to
Natalie.
It's a Natalie, but I was talking about the woman.
Oh, best of luck to Misty, too. Yes, yeah, to best Misty. Of luck to you. Best to you.
Best to you.
I hope you're still alive. We opened up her heart, and out came a creamy white substance. I put it on my fish filet. It was delicious. Yeah, tartar sauce is just not like a popular condiment, I don't think. She picked one that's not very popular. Like, you don't see tartar sauce.
There's never going to be a shortage.
Have you ever had tartar sauce on like a fish filet sandwich?
Yes, of course. That's
did you like the taste of it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the store-bought stuff, but I've had some really good homemade tartar sauce with like a fish and chips dish.
Yeah. What's that stuff this is the Canadians that put mayonnaise on their French fries?
Yeah, and the French.
And the French?
And the French Canadians.
The French Canadians, there you go. I guess it's the same thing. When I went to France, they would give you mayonnaise with your French fries. And I was like, well, shit, why not? Let me give it a try. It's fucking delicious. It was actually fucking delicious. I'm all about it. But I know as a human being, I cannot go on a mayonnaise and French fry run because it's going to ruin me. Yes. That's all I'll want for 2 years. It took me 6 weeks to get off the cream and cereal. So, hey, Natalie, thanks for writing in. I hope everything works out with you and your friend. Please, please, please follow up. If you too want to ask TCB for our horrible advice, you can. 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. It's toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. You can call and leave a voicemail or you can text us. We really do respond. No spam about it. Your name and number never goes into a list. We'll never spam you. That is an actual phone line. Hit us up. Or you can go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and feel free to write us questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Ask TCB. You've got a story you want to tell or you just want to say hello. Do it all at the website or on the phone line. You can also follow us at the commercial break on Instagram. I was going to ask you. I don't even remember. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. These videos, full length episodes, fully edited by our wonderful editor, Morgan, come out just a couple days after they air here. So, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
And best to you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say and we must say with tartar sauce in our mouth.
Bye.